Proclamation number 6023, dated the August 14th, 1954. God's end time revelation. You are approaching the end. And therefore I reveal myself to you so as not to leave you in ignorance of what this end will mean for you. I reveal myself so that you will prepare yourselves, so that you will live in the right way and need not fear an end. You humans don't believe in an end and reject all admonitions and warnings which you receive on account of my revelations. You ridicule and laugh at those who proclaim the near end to you. You deem yourselves knowledgeable and feel superior to the knowledge which is imparted to a person in an unusual way. You are spiritually blind and unable to see anything, and yet you don't believe those who have vision and therefore tell you in which hour you live. And it will be as in the time of Noah, when I also announced the near judgment to people and found no belief, when the proclaimers of the judgment only reaped scorn and ridicule until the day arrived when my proclamations came to pass, until the day arrived when the scorners fell prey to the judgment. And once again it will be like this. Again the judgment has been announced a long time in advance, and it will be proclaimed time and time again. Yet the last day for this earth and all its inhabitants will come suddenly and unexpectedly. For my word is truth and it will come true when the time is right. But who believes that people live in the midst of this time, that they will only have a short time left until the end? Who believes that they are facing a change for the worse, something which no one on this earth has ever experienced? Who allows himself to be impressed by divine revelations, by predictions concerning the near end? Which one of you humans is consciously expecting the end and preparing himself for it? There are only a few who believe that which was proclaimed by seers and prophets, and these few only reap scorn and ridicule if they profess their belief in it and also try to inform their fellow human beings. Few people listen to my voice and live their life such that they are not afraid of the end but rather feel pleased in view of the blissful time which will follow the end of this earth. However, I want to increase their number. I would like many more to realize that the time has been fulfilled. I also would like to reveal myself to those who are without knowledge. Yet their will is defying me and I will not compel anyone. Therefore I content myself with those who believe my words and stand up for them, and I will grant them great power of speech. I will let them speak in my place, and although they, too, will have little success, although their words, too, will not be taken seriously, the world will nevertheless take notice of the proclamations of the near end. There will be no shortage of indications and all over the world an end will be spoken of, but it will only ever affect a few such that they will believe and prepare themselves for it. And I will support those who have accepted the task of spreading enlightenment. I will bless all efforts which aim to distribute that which is conveyed to you humans in the form of revelations. And the information of the forthcoming end will reach far and wide. However, my revelations will prove themselves to be true faster than you suspect. For people will experience days of terror and thereby the truth of my word will be pointed out to them. And then they will still have sufficient time to prepare themselves for the end which irrevocably will follow these days of terror within a very short time. And regardless of whether you, who spread my revelations, find credence or not, don't stop proclaiming the forthcoming event. Warn and admonish your fellow human beings and convey my revelations to them. Proclaim to them the imminent judgment which will affect everyone, even if they don't believe your words. Amen.